Amat jam. Ada sen.
Berapa sen? 50 sen lah. Selamat datang, selamat datang.
Kau dah terfikir tak nak tukar lagu?
Aku dah terfikir juga. Tapi aku malas. Nak cari. Kau ingat senang nak cari lagu ni semua?
Dua. Aku pada aku senang lah pasal kau yang buat.
Yelah, bukan kau cari apa, aku yang buat.
Tapi kalau kita tukar lagu ke apa kan, dia punya bass dia mesti ada.
The thing is that nak cari lagu senang, lagu sebarang right?
Tak
nak
boleh.
Cari lagu yang kena dengan konsep kita orang tua. Macam ni kan, lagu yang really macam happy go lucky.
Ini lagu kan. Salsa je
kan? Salsa real lah kan? Macam happy, you know kan.
Udah carnival, carnival kan?
Kalau kita pakai lagu rap tak kena kan. Macam orang tua rap.
Eh okey kan? Apa
even lagu rock pun macam pasal kita orang tua. Orang muda-muda dengar menyampang kata tak?
Betul lah. Jorangnya lagu sekarang I mean no offense to you guys. I know I do try to listen to apa the likes of apa Harry Styles eh.
Tapi tu bukan rap apa.
Tak ada lah. You know I try to listen to the current genre. Susah sikit.
Kalau kita ada talent yang musical talent lah kan. Senang sikit lah.
Yalah.
Nak pilih, nak kenakan.
Tapi mana tahu pendengar kita ada yang ada talented.
Memang banyak pendengar kita talented.
Mana memang tahu diorang nak sedekahkan maksa diorang untuk
boleh
buatkan
juga.
Kita kan.
Hin.
Bagus je kita.
Siapa tahu memang kita bagus apa?
Betul.
Kalau tak bagus orang tak dengar. Every time post aja kan kosong.
Dia macam bagus ke macam-macam? Tapi at least ada lah 4 atau 5 orang dengar. Okey lah.
Lebih lah. Janji jangan macam sial orang cakap. Yati, mana kau Yati? 3 minggu kau tak turun Yati. Ya Allah. Kalau aku ada power, aku pergi colik dia masuk dalam sini.
Ya, kalau ada je power kan. Ya, kalau dia ada power kan.
Kalau dia ada power kan.
Kalau dia ada power kan. Dia buat jamban kat sini.
Kau tak baik lah member. Member dah di associate dengan
dah kena label eh.
Sorry, aku minta maaf ni. Bukan aku, Iwan. Kau nak culi, nak culi Iwan.
Dia carry apa, dia tak marah-marah punya. Minggu depan nanti kau tengok je buat makan dan apa. Tapi kalau katakan kau tengah fikir eh, kau dengar hati eh, kalau fikir-fikir apa kau nak bawa, kau nak masak untuk kita minggu depan kan. Aku boleh beri cadangan.
Apa dia?
Nasi mandi.
Nasi mandi. Dia dah masak kan?
Belum lah.
Oh belum eh.
Nasi mandi yang kau cakap kau dah masak kan tu kan. Kalau boleh dengan lamb shank dia. Yang dia tulang kau pegang kan. Kau renjir sikit aja terus. Dia daging semua jatuh.
Dia masak dengan goreng pisang dah cukup bagus.
Jeput-jeput lah.
Jeput-jeput sedap juga.
Jeput-jeput kan.
Oh.
Kau pernah makan lamping?
Dulu selalu.
Oh man.
Masa kecil-kecil.
Ya.
Mak aku selalu buat.
Kenapa sekarang orang jarang buat lamping eh?
Good question.
Kenapa? But it's very simple to do, you know. It's good question. Easy. Tepung, air, garam. Kau tak payah letak apa, tak payah nak letak telur pun.
Potong apa ni, bawang sikit-sikit lah.
Kau tak nak letak bawang pun tak apalah. Lepas tu kau kacau, kau goreng, kau letak kat kuali panas.
Is it a flattened version of cucuk kuduk?
Actually, it's no. It's a Melayu version of pancake. You see, the moment kau letak susu kat dalam tu, it's already become a pancake-nya better.
Just that
there's no susu.
Tapi kenapa tak buat?
Kenapa orang tak buat, aku tak tahu.
Lempeng.
And then kau kena buat tepi dia. That one is the leceh part.
Lempeng.
You got to make sambal tumis ikan bilis.
Lempeng. Maybe that is the reason.
Sambal tumis ikan bilis kat tepi. Lepas tu kau boleh cecah dengan lempeng cecah dengan sambal tumis ikan bilis.
Tapi orang pun boleh makan dengan gula pasir.
Aku makan lempeng. Tak payah cik siapa apa pun.
Lempeng itu je lah.
Tapi dengan syarat. Tepi dia kena crispy. Garing.
Cili sos pun okey juga.
Cili sos pun okey.
So okey lah. Lempeng lepas tu cili sos.
Pun boleh juga. Tapi aku prefer makan macam itu je.
Okay, korang dengar-dengar ni semua eh. Korang, when was the last time korang buat lempeng makan lempeng?
Actually bukan apa. When was the last time korang hantar makanan kat podcast studio kita ni?
Tak pernah pun.
Tak pernah. So korang faham lah hint kita kan.
Mula lagu. Lepas tu lempeng. Lepas tu minta makan eh. Apa lagi kau nak? Kau nak super power?
Aku nak super power.
Cakap pasal super power. Katakanlah. Katakanlah. Engkau terpilih.
Makhluk terpilih?
Bolehlah cakap makhluk terpilih lah. Dan kau akan diberi superpower.
Okay. Uff.
Wow. Superpower macam mana kau nak?
Yang boleh tukar A jadi O.
Itu je. Itu tak berat, tak payah superpower.
Makis kena.
Kawin baru, ya. Kawin dua, kawin dua.
Itu pun nak kena ada superpower.
Di Malaysia, di Malaysia.
Ah, sih. Kat Malaysia, kat certain parts of Malaysia, which I don't want to name.
The northern part.
Like it's like say. Normal, sih.
They accept it.
Kan? It's apa?
Utara. Utara, pantai timur.
Accepted that. Yeah, it's not a problem. No issue, mate.
The area where denya Islam kuat lah. So, denya, yeah, it's like that.
Kan?
So, kau pergilah orang utara. Jadi orang utara. Pantai timur cantik juga. Cik mek.
Oh, comel. Loteng.
Yati kalau di sini. Hey, dia jaga.
No, siapa dia.
So, kau pilih untuk dapat superpower menjadikan...
Okay, serius lah.
Tukarkan
A. Itu harapan.
I think
I would like to have the superpower to be able to tell the future. Boleh jadi Nostradamus.
Wow. And reason?
So that I can prepare now for the future.
That means kau akan gunakan untuk your own use sajalah.
Untuk apa? Untuk aku habisnya. Ini saya nak sibuk-sibuk asal. If kau, let's say kau, I kau know.
Kau kalau ada superpower, kau dah jadi hero.
Yes.
Ataupun villain.
Ya. Yeah. So, kau tengok eh. If I have this predictive power. Or if I know the future-nya power lah. Aku tahu bulan depan Bitcoin akan naik sampai 50 ribu. Kau agak aku beli tak sekarang?
Generative AI.
Generative AI. So aku beli sekarang, aku jual bulan depan. Ataupun kalau aku tahu harga rumah akan naik 2-3 ganda, aku akan beli sekarang.
Harga rumah akan naik 2-3 ganda. Cuma masa dia.
Masanya lah. Kalau tahun depan kan. To be able to have that superpower to be able to predict can bring a lot of benefit to me.
To you.
To me. But at the same time, I can use that superpower to help my community.
Through you ah? Through your actions?
Through my superpower. Apa? Superpower dengan aku apa?
Yalah, kan. So, okay, sekarang kau punya superpower, kau boleh tahulah. Kirakan kau, you can predict. Not predict the future, you can see.
I can see the future.
What the future is happening. Yeah. And it's happening. Dia bukan cakap the multiverse. You kau nampak the future of the second not verse or the third verse.
This is the verse.
Your verse lah. Yeah. So, with that, directly using your superpower, give example of how macam mana kau akan bantu your community.
Okay. So, aku tahu contohnya the superpower tells me that tahun depan recession akan happen. Right? There's a recession
kau
happening.
Tahu,
aku tahu kan. Right? So, now aku boleh buat something to prepare the community to face the recession. Contohnya, recession is going, we know the recession is going to be for 3 months, katakanlah. I mean, it's definitely going to be longer than that lah, right? So, I can shorten that recession period by maybe 1 month ke...
Macam mana kau nak shorten the recession period, Syul?
By equip dan dengan skill sekarang lah. So that you can overcome that recession earlier.
Okay, then how can you...
Recession can be overcome by when you stimulate the economy, apa semua kan?
Yeah.
So you prepare them to be able to stimulate the economy when the
how
time happens.
How are you going to prepare them?
By equip them... apa yang aku nak kena tahu what's going on kan? If let's say certain skills are required by that time, during that recession period, contoh, kurang nursing. Nurse tak cukup, right?
Sekarang pun nurse tak cukup.
Sekarang pun nurse. So sekarang kau ramai-ramai kena lagi nurse. Ataupun...
That means you must be already in a position of power.
Yes. Yes, so, of course.
So you make sure that you will be in a position of power.
Akulah akan jadi
people.
Presiden Singapura. Tapi tak ada presiden, kau tak ada power.
But then you will see the future.
Prime
the future
Minister.
That, you can see the future and the future that you are not the Prime Minister.
Itulah. But sekarang ni lah.
And then you will use that and convince people through kau punya position of
you
power.
You convince people.
That's the thing. Kalau macam kau cakap kau nak have the superpower and then just for yourself. And then you build a better life for yourself. You
it's
maneuver
easy.
Within it again.
It's
right?
easy.
And then that's why then you don't want people to know what you can see in the future, right? Because you will be put in a very difficult situation,
yeah,
again.
Yeah, betul.
Right?
Betul.
That's why bila kau dah nampak future, eh nanti recession memang confirm coming lah. Then kau cakap, okay, you are going to influence and get people to get ready. So how do you influence these people to believe in you?
No, by that time, bila aku jadi, apa, aku jadi influencer. Kalau aku cuma tengok aku punya tepi kain aku je kan, I think I would probably relocate.
Don't tell me Tasmania.
Yeah, because
Tasmania juga.
Betul. Because bila aku relocate, it will be a place that is not insulated, tapi it's not really dependent on the economy.
Mana boleh ada, everywhere, every part of the world is dependent on one another.
Kau balik kampung, kau duduk kat kampung, you are insulated from all that's happening in the world. What?
Yeah, but your money and all that.
Yeah lah, of course. Now you start to
bring. Kau duduk kampung mesti kau nak internet juga. Apa? Nanti kau gatal juga ni kau nak, you know what, you want to know what is happening to the world. Apa?
But I already have the predictive power. Do I still need the internet?
Predictive power is predictive power what's coming in the future.
I'll be able to see the future.
But what is happening in the world, okay, does not predict the future. Because it's current affairs.
What happened right now is I've already seen it last year. What?
You think you can handle knowing every single thing in the world in your mind?
Mengikut cerita The Knowing.
The Knowing? Aku tak pernah tengok lagi.
Kau dah tengok?
Tak.
Nicolas Cage tu.
Oh, The Knowing,
Mengikut cerita Knowing.
Not knowing.
Orang tak boleh handle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then how can you like, macam, unless kau boleh really expand your mind, because kita tahu human are using like maybe 10% or lesser percentage of the mind kan, or the brain kan.
That's what they say.
I don't know whether it's true or not. Right? Yeah. I keep on.
I watched this movie called Lucy.
Lucy?
Yeah. Kau tengok?
Mana hatinya Lucy?
So this girl suddenly get this power, and then she's able to fathom the deepest knowledge, and then lepas tu dia punya brain semua absorb she become intelligent lah. And then as an intelligent person, she knows a lot of things, and then because dia punya tu, dia punya dalam kepala otak dia semua berubah semua kan. It translate into sound waves, into waves, and then the waves again translate into something else, and then something else translate, and then she absorb all the knowledge that is around, and then she able to make decisions and, you know, be able to control things telepathically.
How did she manage that capacity in the mind, in the brain? Ya?
Ini kan science fiction. So it's that lah. So the brain become a supercomputer.
More than a supercomputer.
Betul? Interesting lah. But I don't think it will ever happen. Nah. So, to be honest with you, I don't think our brain will be able to reach that kind of capacity yang dalam TV, dalam wayang tu lah. Ini ilmu yang Allah SWT kasih kita ni aja kan dah berat untuk kita pikul. And we know that there's so much more knowledge out there than kita belum capaikan. Right?
Yeah. What kind of knowledge is it?
Banyak.
Yeah.
I mean, if let's say kita boleh dapat cedok semangkuk ilmu daripada Al-Quran aja, I think we can be somebody already.
Cedok semangkuk ilmu. That is a nice phrase.
Yeah.
Kalau aku diberikan choice, superpower aku nak choose.
Kau nak choose apa?
Aku nak choose bukan A jadi O saja.
Dan O jadi O square. O cube. O to the power 4.
4.
Itu dah O-O.
O-O-O-O. Gitu.
Bini kau dengar podcast?
Tak.
Nasib kan kau ini.
Kau cakap orang tu banyak tak dengar podcast. Tak dengar podcast.
Tuan asyik baik. Bini aku muda. Dia dengar.
Kau dengar podcast ni?
Tak. Dia dengar podcast lain.
Walaupun kita belum popular sangat kan. Kira kan kita hit the level of popularity bila bini kita nak dengar kita podcast.
Balik je. Ewa tadi awak cakap. Apa awak cakap pasal saya?
Nak dua. Nak nombor dua. Pergi lah. Pergi. Jangan balik lagi. Okay. Kalau aku ada choice kan. I want to be able to not say control people's mind, but influence people at the mind level.
Influence people at the mind level.
I'm not. I don't want to control you though.
Yeah, that means when you say influence people at the mind level, means you want to influence people's mind, nah?
Influence people's mind, but not controlling your mind.
Yelah.
And the controlling mind will be like, then you be the zombie.
You are able to suggest to the
Jedi
person.
Kan? Jedi, you will not ask for prata next time. Lepas tu kau tengok aku, I will not
tak jalan, ask tak jalan, prata. Tak jalan.
So that's controlling the mind kan? Okay. Aku tak, aku dan rather people do not know what I can do. Mm. And then, and I can read your mind and I can read your history semua, but not your future. Mm. Okay? So, bila aku jumpa kau first time ke, second time ke apa, kau tak boleh run daripada aku lah.
Wah, ni dah macam augmented reality ni.
Something like that lah. Mm. And then, aku boleh also have the ability to influence you punya mind dari play. Macam kira kan, macam aku plant a seed in your thinking, in your mind. Mm. And I can control the seed to grow so that your mindset will change. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to control your mind.
Oh.
See, I don't want to be the mind controller macam aku boleh jadi evil, boleh jadi anu and all that, right?
Yeah.
So aku boleh tahu ini kau what you have been thinking, what you have been
saying. Ini sekadar suggestive powers lah.
Ah, suggestive. It's more than suggestive powers. Aku can really change you as a human being to a different.
Jadi kurus eh?
Boleh. So aku macam aku tengok kau gini kan. So aku tahu kau punya weakness is okay, kau tak boleh tahan makan gini. So your willpower on that side mungkin kurang. So nanti aku akan plan aku punya seed, the mind change into your mind,
right,
that will grow and then make you aku dah boleh control itu lah.
And how will that help me to change the A to O?
Boleh juga lah. So when the time comes,
tu dah macam tak boleh harap lah. Tak ada harapan langsung.
Kan aku mesti tahu dulu. Aku mesti tahu dulu. Okay, what is the problem that you face dengan nak convert A to O susah sangat? Right? Is that your size? Kalau your size senang, then I just plan. Okay, just be healthy. So every day without fail, kau akan spend 30 minutes of not heavy exercise, but that exercise that will convince or influence your body to really lose a lot of fat. And I will also macam plan that mindset that okay, kau akan tak akan makan macam-macam banyak-banyak. So that kind of thing. So we have a superpower. People do not know this. And I can do this, deliver this influence, the mind influence, even though aku jauh daripada kau. Faham tak?
Faham, aku tengah imagine. Aku nak dekat dengan kau atau tidak ni.
Ya, yeah. Kau tak payah dekat dengan aku. So I can know, like, I know you macam, okay, let's say I know.
Okay, so why do you want to do this? Why do you want this superpower?
Then I guess we can move people in the
direction you want.
Exactly.
Not necessarily the right direction.
Exactly. I was going to that. But at least you can start to reduce aggression.
But with great powers comes great responsibility.
Exactly.
Kata Dato' Apple Pakcik Spiderman.
Betul. Siapa nama dia?
Uncle Jim.
Jim.
Entahlah.
Anyway, betul lah.
Dangerous
lah. It is dangerous lah.
Because right? then you can, for example, plant seeds into everybody that everybody will now buy jus berkah 2 bottles a week.
That's why it's either you become a hero or a villain. Even like Spider-Man, Superman ke apa, diorang pun tahu juga, okay, at least daripada cerita-cerita yang kita tengok lah. They know juga for every action diorang buat will have a reaction that they cannot control. But they also decide on the right or wrong based on diorang punya window of whatever you call it lah. Right? So then is my reality lah. But at least you can control it, like, okay, rather than you want to go to war, I'll plant a seed inside you. Can you evade war totally? Right?
Ataupun kau pergi perang, jangan dengan senapang.
Boleh.
Pakai keris.
Betul.
Semua jerimat kilau.
Ya, slow sikit kan. Jadi, kurang sedikit dia punya orang mati.
Mm-mm.
Right? So, weapons of mass destruction semua aku akan convince all the leaders of the world
that Israel and Palestine will not fight.
Itu lain cerita. Itu aku ada different perspective. Isu juga, I mean.
Yeah.
So, I thought, macam Professor X lah.
Yalah.
Professor X, dia boleh control kau punya mind, kau punya apa.
Correct.
Right?
He's a telepath.
Telepath, right? This is beyond telepath.
This is The idea of planting the seed, planting an idea into your mind.
Dia bukan idea je tau.
It's planting and it's be suggestive, what, right?
And suggestive and also dia pun tukang kau punya, it plays with the emotions and all that. You know, you know what drives people, right? What drives people, human being, are the emotions.
What drives you?
Eh, dia tak boleh time
Oh, dia tak boleh time. Tak boleh harap punya text on.
What drives you? Aku tak ingat, aku lupa. So, what drives we humans are kita punya deep belief dengan kita punya emotions, right? Dengan kita punya ego. So everything is from the inside, right? So I want to have the superpower that can control that inside.
Right.
Right. So if let's say I'm a villain, I will make sure you semua dapat all the bad things, make sure korang mau five, I will divide and conquer lah. Right. But for the humanity you say, right? And then siapa-siapa yang ada dark punya no, ataupun different point of view, then I'll probably put, okay, you have a different point of view. I'm not going to kacau your different point of view. Tapi aku akan selit kau, okay, there is another person point of view. So you leave that point of view dua-dua. So you can think better so that your ego will not shut yourself from not looking and understanding and trying to see the point of view from your opponent. Aku terus pelankan ke tempat dalam kau. So kau dapat rasakan dua-dua. So imagine the initial kau punya shock akan, but it will force you to think. Some people will jadi gila lah.
Itu tak semua bukan control. Isn't that a control?
Yeah, we cannot run away from control lah. Right, yeah.
Kan, itu bukan control. Control.
Itu memang bukan control. Memang bukan. But that will be, again, ini superpower juga. Macam Superman, kalau kau kuat. Kau gunakan kekuatan kau.
Aku kuat apa? Kuat makan.
Kau gunakan kekuatan kau untuk suppress and oppress the other person. Itu pun control.
Yes.
Right. So any kind of power that you have will definitely use an element of control.
Betul.
Cuma susah nak control A to O lah. So aku will...
Cuma kau imagine aku boleh nampak the future dan kau boleh plant the seed.
Wow.
Kalau kita combine,
kita control the world.
Full lomo. Ni Avenger pun kalah ni.
Eh, then it's good. Then you can guide me in what kind of seed to plant the mind of.
And what kind of future we want it to be.
Yes.
Wow. Dahsyat eh. Itu sebab kita buat podcast sebab 50%
Yang dengar-dengar ni kena kontrol tak tahu. Pelan-pelan The seed was planted. Diorang tak sadar.
Diorang tak sadar. Tapi ini sekarang, semua subliminal.
Sekarang kita dah pecah lubang dah susah.
Diorang tak percaya. Masa aku dah plan dan ni seed dah.
aku plankan balik jadi diorang tak percaya. Cuba plankan Yati. Okay, kalau kau boleh plankan control mechanism Yati, apa kau nak plan?
Apa dia akan masakkan kita nasi mandi?
Selain lain ada batu asyik. Be more adventurous.
Okay, that dia akan stop ajak kita pergi jalan.
Dia tak ajak aku pergi jalan, dia ajak kau aje. Aku dah main jalan.
Takkan nak plankan dia jadi sembelit kan?
Tak ada. Convincekan dia berak malam jangan berak pagi.
Oh, itu baik.
Nanti dia pakai hey.
Kau siap je kau siap kau.
Ay, super power. Okay, other than that, apa super power lagi kau nak?
I was thinking about being able to tell whether a person is lying or not.
Okay.
Tapi tu pun tak
payah. Kau nak psikologi aja.
Itu pun ada dia skill-skill dia kan. Kau can learn. Dapat dia telltale indicators kan.
Not 100% tapi close enough.
It's close enough lah.
That's why aku nak that mind thing. So kau tak payah nak cakap kau apa lying ke tidak. I already know your mind, what you're thinking, what's in your head and everything. The real.
Kau dah letak CPU kat dalam lah.
Ya. Then that will be like... But imagine if let's say you have that superpower kan. Imagine kau punya mind sendiri nak kena kuat tau.
Your own mind.
And you must have that clarity in your mind. Very sharp.
Yeah.
Pasal bila kau dapat rasa orangnya mind, kau tak tahu ni akunya ke dia ni Kan?
Tapi lepas tu kau dah plan dekat banyak orang, kau pun confused ni tu siapa Sebab, kan? Sebab kau kena ada apa komputer, jadi kau boleh rekod. Buat database sistem, sistem A, sistem B, sistem C, ada ni untuk apa.
Kira susah juga tau kau ada superpower.
Yelah. With great power comes great responsibility.
Superman nangis. Spiderman nangis. Professor X pun nangis.
Oh, cengeng eh.
Memang ada dorangnya, dia downtime
lah. Semua dramanya.
Pasal dorang pun manusia juga apa.
Drama banyak. Lebih-lebih nangis-nangis lah. Konon-konon nak minta simpati lah konon. Ceh.
Kalaulah Yati ada superpower sekarang ni, kau rasa apa superpower yang dia nak jadi dia boleh kontrol kita?
Aku tak tahu. Kau?
Aku rasa kita suruh pendengar fikir.
Dah tak ada idea kan? Dah okey lah.
Okey. Itu saja kita ada. Dah ada 5 minit.
Fikir-fikirkan lah.
Korang fikirkan. Kalau korang rasa kalau macam Yati ada superpower, korang ingat dia nak buat apa dengan kita? Okey, kita jumpa lagi di dan lain episode. Bye-bye.
Adios.